What kind of podcast is this?
Bad Playstyle is a book club podcast.
For video games.
For video games. What am I supposed to say again? Welcome to season 3 of Bad Playstyle. This is our infinite spoiler warning. Skip ahead if you don't want to hear that Metroid is a girl. Or the Zelda's boy. There, how's that?
Yeah. We swears a lot. Mm-hmm. So if you don't like that,
you say bad words.
You can send corrections to
badplaystyle@gmail.com.
Starting her up.
Welcome to Bad Playstyle. We're a video game book club podcast. I'm Keenan.
Matt.
I'm Owen. Hey, friends.
That's who we are. We suck sometimes.
Hey, man.
We didn't suck this week because we're skipping that segment.
Yeah,
sure.
None of us sucked this week in a way poignant enough for us to.
With regards to our purchases.
Yeah. But we did play video games.
We did.
I want to hear about what Owen is playing in video games.
I'm playing Dwarf Fortress still. Okay. Like a month and a half later.
Yeah. You're really in it.
Well, I don't know. It. Not much is happening in my fortress. I kind of booted up like almost like as a screensaver, and then I boot up the Steam version of the phone game I play, and I do those things together, and then I like watch stuff if I'm really tired. I don't know. That's one of the things I've been playing. I stopped playing my Switch like almost completely.
You did?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Well, I can't play Zelda anymore.
Okay.
I stopped deriving enjoyment from it.
You ran out of Zelda.
Yeah.
And was it the fucking DLC island where they take all your things? Or?
Well, that island's not DLC.
Oh, it isn't?
No, that's okay. Just in the game.
All right.
Although I haven't finished that yet. But yeah, I didn't like the DLC very much.
Why didn't you like the DLC?
I put like 140 hours in the game. So
that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a big game, but it's not that big. That's most of that game.
What didn't you like about the deal? Like, I don't know anything about
it. So it does the same thing as Eventide Isle, where they take away all your stuff and then give you, like, a series of challenges to complete. And if you die once, you get started over.
Oh, that sucks.
Except that you have to beat, like, 16 different, like, combat challenges or something like that sequentially before you get to, like, save your progress at all. And so I got really close. I got to, like, the last room in it multiple times and failed.
I really don't like the whole, like, start over if you die and then do, like, a really long sequence of really hard things.
Yeah. I found, like, the gameplay thing of, like, taking away all your stuff to be very fun. Like, because it makes you, like...
It's like Batman without his utility belt
stuff,
right?
Yeah.
Like,
There was a couple of Fallout DLCs in the 3D Fallouts that did that, and I enjoyed all of those.
Yeah, those are usually all right. I feel like in Fallout, your inventory constitutes less of a toolkit.
Okay.
That it really, like, in Fallout, your toolkit is usually your E button and your weapon.
Yeah.
And that's about it. Whereas, like, in Breath of the Wild, like, there's a lot of nonsense in your inventory that you can do a lot of weird different things
with. There's a lot of utility derived from you. Okay. I just feel like Honest Hearts was a really good DLC.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the casino heist one. Like, that shit was amazing.
That's not Honest Hearts.
It's not? Which one is that? That's, like, Broken something?
Broken Steel is in Fallout 3.
Okay.
And that's the one where the Enclave blows up Liberty Prime at the big
and
space
And then Honest
laser.
Hearts is the one in the Zion. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, so what's
Dead Money.
Dead Money. Yeah.
That's the one you're thinking of.
Dead Money was really fucking good.
Yeah, it's got a dumb casino name. Yeah.
Dead Money was really fucking good. I really enjoyed that.
Dead Money's one of the ones I haven't played because when I played the J.E. Sawyer mod of New Vegas,
oh god,
it would crash every time I would go to Zion, which is a real bummer, because I liked that playthrough a lot.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I stopped playing my Switch, and now I'm playing a little Raspberry Pi NES emulator that my friends got me for my birthday, so I've been playing a lot of Super Mario RPG.
That's dope.
Legend of the Seven Stars. I wasn't done talking.
It was a good game.
That game's name is so long.
Yeah, it's silly. No, that's a fun game.
Email us with longer video game names.
Yeah. At badplaystyle@gmail.com.
Owen is forced to read them to me on air.
Yeah. Yeah. As you know as a listener from all the times I've done it.
All right.
So that's what I've been playing. I've been playing Dwarf Fortress and Mario RPG, and
PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds.
Yeah, I was gonna say, we've been...
They did weird stuff with PUBG. They put up that new map test server, and there's a new tiny little map full of palm trees.
And big dumb events!
Yeah, and big dumb events. like, they had a shotguns-only mode for a weekend, and I think they have a war mode coming up, which actually doesn't sound at all fun to me.
Is it like they're going to try and put Battlefield into their game, or...?
Yeah, it's got respawns, and,
That might be cool for training.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah. Like if I'm trying to figure out how to play, I might actually be interested in that for like learning how to play the game better.
Yeah, get more chances before you hit the title screen.
Yeah.
They're putting in respawns and you get points for kills or something. Okay. And you're in a race for points.
I would be interested in that merely as a training tool.
Sure.
Faster intervals.
That could be interesting in that it's then about combat only, mm-hmm. rather than combat / don't be in the circle survival.
But as far as actually playing the game to win, I'm completely uninterested in that objective.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't...
Yeah, playing that mode to win it. Yeah,
that doesn't really give me any satisfaction. But yeah, I'd be interested, like, that... I've been kind of stopped having fun playing that game lately, just because I feel like I'm not getting better. I'm just getting killed over and over and over and over again. And then while it's fun hanging out with my friends, it's like... There's a point where...
Well, and I've had less fun with it recently because I'm at that point in the server reset cycle.
Oh, yeah.
Where I've climbed up enough in the leaderboards that, like, I need to, like...
Can't get away with dumb shit anymore.
Yeah, yeah, I can't do dumb fun things and I need to be on my A game and need to be very, very... I think I looked at my placement and I'm, like, top 7% in North America in squads or something like that. And it's, like... Yeah.
You don't need that kind of
pressure. It's not the most relaxing game after work anymore.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, I don't know, there's probably going to be a server reset in the next week or two, and...
Probably get back on the dumb shit hype train for a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? My turn or your turn?
Go.
Okay, so I've been playing Bomber Crew, like we all have been.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. And then I've been playing a lot of Vermintide 2, because we fell into that. I haven't played a lot of PUBG lately.
No, you haven't. You've hardly been on.
I've been busy with other shit. That's the thing, is I'm going to be busy with other shit going forward. But, yeah. And then I played a bunch of Far Cry 5 still.
Far Cry.
Yes.
I'm sure you mean.
Far Cry.
Five.
Yeah.
Far Cry.
And a bunch of Star Trek Timelines.
Yeah.
Is that game's good?
Yeah. It's not, but I love it.
It's satisfactory on an entertainment level.
Yeah.
For being on my phone.
Yeah, it's a fun, dumb little phone game.
Yeah.
I got,
I may end up commuting by bus to my coding school endeavor, so I may play.
Oh, sure. Games. Sure.
Oh, yeah, because you guys have, like, a Switch that you'd be... Yep.
Or maybe, like, this is mine. I'm playing Mario and Zelda now. Because I still haven't put a lot of time in either of those. And they're both good.
Wait, you bought a Switch, like, 6 months before me?
Yeah.
And you bought both those games?
And Bree has played the shit out of them.
Okay.
Yeah, she plays those pretty frequently.
Sure.
Yeah. Like, it's weird for me, because, like, I never grew up having a Nintendo system, so
you,
it's not,
you played
like,
a bunch of HOTS ranked for a minute.
Yeah, I've been playing HOTS. I've been playing that. Lots of Heroes of the Storm.
I booted my Heroes of the Storm up the other day, but did not play.
Hanzo's is really fun.
Just to look at your skin?
Twitch told me that I got more free loot crates in it,
mm-hmm.
and so I opened them.
Yeah, Twitch gave away, like, a free loot crate, and they're doing more shit with that game in the next few months.
That's mm-hmm. funny.
More rewards.
I occasionally, because I have Amazon Prime, I have Twitch Prime, and so occasionally I open Twitch to see what free shit they're giving me. So I have like a ton of games now in my Twitch client, because like they have their own game client. So I actually have like a ton of stuff in there now.
Because they've been giving away free games.
And like even a couple games I might want to play that aren't in my Steam library, but I don't know, I haven't used it.
I'm not about that second library, man.
Yeah.
I already bought too many games from EA, and Origin's necessary for those, and that's not good. I don't need a second one.
I almost dug up the password to my Origin account.
what did you want to play?
That game came out, the prison game, A Way Out.
Oh, yeah.
And that game looks cool. Yeah. And then, like, the review, and I was, like, on the fence. I was like, oh, man, I don't want to use my Origin account, because, like, fuck EA. And it's like, but this game looks really cool, and there's no other way to play it. And then, like, the reviews of that game came out, and everyone was like, this game is not that good. And it was like, well, thank you for saving me the moral dilemma.
Yeah. That French dude, turns out he's got a wee bit of Molyneux in him.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like a Molyneux over-promising thing.
No.
I think it's just that, like, some of the game just wasn't that good.
Well, but he was going around saying, like, oh, it's the best game ever. You can do everything in this game. We planned for everything.
Oh, and whatever.
It's
like, I don't care about that.
Like, dude, like, that's not...
He's also, like, kind of nervous drunk, so, like...
Whatever, but it's, like, you know, there's still the... Yeah, the, like, coffee. You're writing checks that your game cannot cash.
Right.
Sir.
Yeah.
Chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
Because, like, a lot of people were really excited about this game because of that guy, which I get is, like, partly a meme.
I mean, to be fair, that guy was, like, the best E3 party this year.
Sure.
Like...
Well, that's our E3 soon.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
I hope they actually show that Pokemon game.
What three games are coming out this year?
Well, they announced Pokemon for Switch, like, a year ago.
They said that was happening.
So I hope that they
show the Nintendo Direct.
I want to play Pokemon on my Switch with my girlfriend.
I think a lot of people do.
Yeah.
Want to play Pokemon on the Switch.
It prints money, bro.
Yeah.
I mean,
especially if there's any online features.
Mm-hmm.
Like, any. People would love that shit.
Yeah.
Eat it up. Buy it.
Even if you have to use a phone app for those online features.
Damn.
Hey, Matt, what else did you play?
I played, and when I was at home, when I was by myself, or online with friends, mm-hmm. I played a lot of Vermintide, which I was, you know, talking a few podcasts ago about how Vermintide 1 was almost a really good game.
Yeah.
Right. But then Vermintide 1 is almost a good game. Vermintide 2, they fixed it.
They, like, cleaned that shit up.
They cleaned it way up. It's my favorite Left 4 Dead style game that I've played ever. So.
Does that include Payday?
Yeah. I like it better than Payday.
No, that's cool. I was just like,
because, like, Payday had a lot going for it. And I think Payday still does objectives other than just killing the horde.
Yeah.
Better
yeah.
than any of those other.
There's a lot of weird, cool shit in Payday.
There's a lot of stuff you need to do. There's, like, you know, there's drills to attend to. There's, you know, puzzles and
hoses of water.
Yeah, and lots of hoses of water.
Yeah.
And I still, you know, I've played a little bit more Payday VR, but I haven't played that with Owen, which is
I'd like to figure out that not break my television.
Yeah, the not break your television thing. That's really the thing holding us back at this point.
Yeah.
From that particular endeavor. But so I work with kids, right? I work with middle school age kids. The other day, I brought in my laptop to school, and we played a bunch of Inversus, mm-hmm. which they really liked. And when we played that, the next day, several of the kids came back and said, "You know, Mr. Matt, the game you showed us yesterday that we had a lot of fun playing, it's on the Switch, and I own it now. And I played it all night last night instead of doing my homework." And I'm like, "Well, don't do that."
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you're probably gonna do that. You know,
yeah,
like your middle school.
That's cool, but also
yeah. And then that Friday that week we played this game called Move or Die,
mm-hmm.
which I had played for about 5 minutes by myself just to see if the game was, like, cool or not to play with kids, like, to show them, because, like, I'm not gonna play, like, fucking Genital Jousting or Mount Your Friends,
sure,
with, like, a bunch of middle school kids, right? Like, that's not gonna work out.
Yeah, that's extra weird.
But
oh yeah, I played Mount Your Friends 3D.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did play that. That was a good time.
That thing's cool.
So we played Move or Die, and they were excited about Inversus. They were fucking screaming
mm-hmm.
about Move or Die the entire time. And instead of, like, the six people that I had for Inversus who wanted to play, I had, like, 12 who wanted to play Move or Die. So it was, like,
okay.
It was a good time. It was fucking fun for all. But anyway, we're not talking about the other video games. Let's talk about the video game.
Are we talking our podcast game?
We're talking about podcast game. Keenan, introduce podcast game. Say what it is.
So we played Bomber Crew, which is a surprise management game. Because I picked those a lot, apparently. Wherein you run a World War II bomber crew who goes across the channel and bombs shit out of Germany and or does other
well,
things.
Well, all over Europe. It's not just Germany.
Yeah, it's true. Like, it's definitely, like, I think it's in 42, so it's, like, early.
You fly a lot of occupied, like, you fly into, like, France and Belgium and stuff like that.
Yeah, so you do that and you manage your little mans and you hope they don't get shot, and if they get shot, maybe you can patch them up. Mm-hmm. And they, you, the game consists mostly of providing triggers for them to do the things they're supposed to do.
Or as I like to call it, fighting with the UI.
Yeah, it can, yes.
Yeah, the UI's not super good.
That's how I like
this game feels like, from a UI standpoint, this game feels like it wants to be on an iPad.
Okay, so I played this game for, I want to say like 6 hours.
Yeah.
Played this game for about 6 hours. And I never broke the reflex that spacebar should be pause.
Yeah.
At no point during my experience did I stop pushing spacebar because I wanted the game to pause. When it got really, like, I wasn't doing that all the time.
Sure.
Obviously, because, like, stuff takes time to do, so I was just, like, giving it time. But, like, when I needed to do, like, 4 or 5 things at once, I would hit spacebar to pause so I could queue up actions, and there's no pause in this game. There's the slowdown control, but that's not...
And the game gives you not bonus points if you use the slowdown.
Yeah.
So it kind of punishes you for needing to think.
Well, it just rewards you for being fly. I never once said, oh no, I can't touch it.
Yeah.
Not if I want to risk my precious points.
My points.
Yeah, like, yeah. I used to slow down if I needed it, and, like, because, like, it sucks losing your crew or losing your plane.
All right, so, Keenan, why did you pick this game?
Yeah, why did you pick this game?
That's not what I said.
Because I thought it looked fun.
Okay.
Upon further review... It's okay. I don't, like, hate it, but it's, like, less...
Did you have lots of fun?
I enjoyed the time I gave it, but...
Keenan, or Owen, did you have lots of fun?
I had some.
Okay.
I thought it was okay.
I had an extremely small amount of fun.
I feel like I expected there to be more to that game system than there were. And that's...
Definitely.
That's why I'm
that's
talking
what,
about
that's what was. That's what Owen was saying, was that there wasn't... You, like, just kind of do the same thing.
Yeah, their promotional material does, like, a really good job of making it seem like more of a game than it is.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a bummer, because if that game had more, I think I'd enjoy it a lot more. Like, there's, like, 3 things to contend with. Like, you change your height, and you make sure your people have clothes so they don't get cold, and then most of the problems are solved. Like,
I don't know, I think you might... have benefited to play it a bit more. They get into some, like, more in-depth objectives and things like that.
Okay.
But also, like, a lot of the time, like, the interface, like, kind of fights you on it. So it's, like, it's a bit of, like, a... I would say it's not very much of a management game. It's a management game in the sense that you buy upgrades.
And you, like, tell people what to do every once in a while.
Yeah, it's more of, like... I would say this game is more like playing Overcooked.
It's a plate spinner.
It's a spinning plate.
Yeah.
Simulator.
Yeah.
Because you're playing a bomber crew, but they're all controlled by a singular intelligence rather than being able to operate independently.
Right, which is like the point. AI instructions.
Like, the point of having 7 guys on a bomber crew is that they can each make independent decisions
and
in the wheelhouse that they've been given.
Yeah, and you can't, like, it's really hard to juggle more than one person,
like,
the way the game's controlled.
The closest you can get to them operating independently is if they're manning a gun turret. They will shoot that gun turret at only fighters you have marked.
Everything you've marked, yeah.
And
God help you if your radio man loses electrical for a while so that you can't mark everything.
Like, I want to talk about, like, some of the things I think are actually, like, really cool in this game.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've talked about how, like, the game was it had bad parts.
Yeah.
Right? But now let's talk about what was good.
So like... Your plane has all these individual systems, and they can fail randomly on their own, like the electrics are out, or the hydraulics
like
just
went
out.
Like a bad maintenance way.
Yeah, yeah. Or getting shot up can take them out. And all those individual systems, like, actually link up to a different functionality of your aircraft. So if your navigator gets killed or the navigation system gets taken out, that has, like, a very tangible, like, systems-based...
It makes it a lot harder to get to your mission objective or get home.
Yeah, or get home. I had a mission where we were flying into France to, like, blow up a thing. And we flew into France and we dropped our bombs on the thing and planes came and shot holes in our plane and killed... they killed the navigator and shot up his console or something like that.
Oh, man, so someone couldn't just do his job
and
unskilled.
So we had just been on a north pointed trajectory when this happened. So my plane just flew into the northern sea for a long time while I was like scrambling to fix things. And then, like, even when we got things all fixed, we didn't really know where we were.
Right.
And we're just over water, and we can only see water in every direction. So I was like, well, I think England's, like, west of here. And, like, and so, like, I just pointed the plane that way and flew for a long time. And, like, we made it back barely. And, like, that was, like, a cool thing that happened. That was, like,
right.
That, like, because that's, like, a real thing that happened to bomber pilots. Right, and, right. Like, you get to live that franticness and also, like, the...
Also, like, are we going to ditch in the ocean and fucking freeze to death?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, you know, exactly.
Like, that type of shit.
Like, if we drop into the Northern Atlantic, like, fucking no one's coming back alive.
Right.
And, like, that was, like, a really cool thing that happened out of, like all the systems colliding with each other.
That's one thing that I like about the wording on some of the stuff in the game is there's, like, water survival gear you can put on you guys, and they're, like... It'll increase the time a guy's alive, but there's no guarantee. Like, they make it very clear that if you go in the water,
yeah,
they might find you. You guys might be alive at that point. And, like, when you start getting skills on your people, they get better at what they're doing, too. So it makes it, like, you kind of want to keep your people if you can. So, yeah. Like, ditching is not a great option.
So, the first week I had the game that we were playing, I was at my parents' house and I was on my laptop, so I had that install, and I played that one, and I played, I think, 3 missions on that one.
Yeah.
So I played, like, the first two sort of tutorial missions, like the bomber mission and the fighter shooting mission. And then on the third one, I forgot to put my landing gear up.
Oh, yep.
And then everyone died.
So you fucked your fuel in it?
Yeah. Everyone just died. It was really annoying. He kept telling me, we're low on fuel. And I'm like, I know. There's literally nothing I can do about that.
Yeah.
And he's like, we're low on fuel, we're low on fuel, we're low on fuel. I was like, what do you want me to do?
Yeah. Like, let's air refuel in 1942.
Let's do that. Yeah, I was like, I don't know what the fuck you want me to do, dude.
Yeah. The limitations of a lot of the interface in that I find very, like...
It could say why, and it doesn't.
Yeah, so, in the theme of, I don't know what it is I'm doing wrong, like, I had a mission where I was instructed specifically to take out one of the enemy aces. Mm-hmm. Like, on missions sometimes, it'll say, like, Felix Felder is around, he's an ace in the German Air Force, go take him out. That is literally your mission's objective.
As a bomber, go take out a fighter ace.
Yeah. It's like, all right, cool, no.
So we went there, and the radar guy, like, sees planes on the radar, and so I get in the little spotting cam, and I only put a spotter mark on the enemy ace.
Right.
So that my gunners are only shooting at him.
Right.
And we spend, like, fucking 10 minutes flying donuts over France while my gunners shoot at him.
Yep.
And then he just left. Meanwhile, my plane's getting shot to shit.
Right.
Because, like, the rest of the fucking Luftwaffe is here, like, filling me with holes. And it's like, I don't know what I could have done. I don't know what I did wrong.
Right, like, does it get easier to kill when there's fewer planes around? Like, what?
Yeah.
What?
And I had the same thing happen again, where we were on a mission to go to a V-2 missile site, and we were supposed to shoot down an in-flight V-2.
Holy shit.
Which is, like, cool.
But not exactly, like, doable.
Like, that's pretty wild. But again, like, I only marked the V-2. It's like, you guys need to shoot the V-2. You need to not be wasting time shooting anything else. And the V-2 just went to space. Because
that's what they do.
Yeah, that's, like, their shtick, is they go up into a suborbital parabola.
They go up, it's literally the only thing they do.
And then fall straight down on London or whatever.
Yep.
And so, like, it was just gone after a while. I was like, well, fuck, man. Like, what the fuck am I supposed to be doing here?
Like, how do you tell them?
Yeah.
Like, I almost...
I had a lot of frustrations like that, where I was like, there's fighters everywhere, guys, could you shoot them? And the gunner's just like, nah, I'm just gonna waste ammo. You know, and it's like, I don't know. What the fuck am I supposed to do?
I almost feel like this game should be, like, a roguelike.
Yeah.
Because, like...
Oh, shit, sorry.
Like, losing your plane or losing your crew is, like, an enormous setback.
Yeah.
But then...
Especially as it, like, keeps giving you harder missions.
Yeah. And then, like, it just says, like, okay, you lost your plane, well, here's a new plane, here's a new crew. Let's keep going on the campaign.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, fuck, man.
Like, no.
My last plane had, like, tons of armor, and all my guys had these cool hats and jackets so that we could fly at high altitude so, like, fighters would fuck off.
Yeah.
And, like, now I'm back to square one? Like, fuck this.
Yeah.
Like, we even installed an extra machine gun in our plane.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yes, it is.
My plane was covered in pumpkins. No? I really enjoyed that there, like, every single position on your plane you could, like, put in your own stuff. You know? Like,
yeah.
You could spend more time customizing your plane than actually playing the game.
Yeah, yeah. I did a lot of that at the beginning. I made a little Death Knox, like a little 30 Flights of Lovin' nose decoration, and I made a very ugly looking skull to paint on my plane.
I made it say pump, 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 pump on the plane.
Nice, nice.
Because pumpkins.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Did you guys ever have to put a fire out on your engine?
Yes.
That shit's terrifying, even though you're not actually doing anything.
No, you get the engine fire extinguisher.
Okay, did you ever do it without that?
Yeah. Yeah, and then we had to go into a dive.
Yep.
Lost that guy. Plane went into a dive, dude just flew off the wing.
Yep, if you put your people on the wing to put the fire out, and then you do any altitude change.
I'm not an expert. I'm not like a World War II buff. I don't think the operators of Avion Lancasters
would crawl get out
on the wing with a red office engine. Building fire extinguisher to put out an engine fire. Yeah, I don't think that's
pretty,
how they did
pretty
it.
Pretty sure that's not how they did it.
I accidentally clicked my guy out there. One more, I was like, "Oh fuck, get back in the plane!" Like, this is crazy.
But yeah, that also, like, I mentioned, like, I had like a complete setback once where like my plane and my whole crew died,
mm-hmm.
And one guy made it back. And so it's like new crew, new plane, and I'm like doing missions with the new crew and the new plane. And, like, it has, like, a campaign bar at the top right. When you're at your base, and it, like, fills up when you do missions. And it seemed like that bar stopped making progress after that.
Oh, really?
And I can't tell if it's, like, well, we're giving you baby missions now, so you've got to get back
right,
up
to
speed.
Right, like, to catch up?
Like, I don't know what's going on, but it just, like, I just noticed, like, at a certain point, like, I did, like, 3 or 4 missions.
And it just didn't move.
There's no progress.
Yeah, and the bar didn't fill up anymore, and it's just, like, this is aggravating.
Right, there's a point where if that's not being told to you, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
Because, like, the mortality rate for bomber crews in Europe is, like...
Crazy.
Awful. Like,
yes.
It's upsettingly bad. Like, they made, like, 7,000 of those airplanes. There are not 7,000 of those airplanes today.
There's probably less than 100.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah, like, it's absurd the amount of bombers that were lost. But, like, the game...
The cartoony
game
nature
doesn't act like that.
Yeah.
The cartoony nature of that game, I was hoping would lead to, like, some nasty cartoon realism, right? Like, but it doesn't. It's just like...
Well, yeah, that's the other thing, too, is, like, you never bomb any civilian targets. You only bomb military bases and military vessels and things like that. Like, it's this, like, very...
It's a very, like, history book paint-by-numbers version.
It's like how you teach World War II to a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
I did get to do that skipping dam buster bomb. That was cool.
Oh, yeah?
That's
neat. That's a mission.
Yeah. Got to blow up some submarines.
Every time I tried to blow up submarines, they went underwater.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're dicks that way.
Yeah, it takes a lot of poking around. They're shifty. I don't know. I don't like this game, though.
Yeah, I didn't like it either.
Yeah, I was hoping for more, and also, you know, after coming in contact with it, hoping for more explanation of itself.
Yeah.
But got neither.
It feels like it's missing some big content update or something.
Yeah.
Which,
like,
is really...
The lack of those things makes it feel like there's a lot of it missing.
Yeah.
Like...
But also, I think there's just fundamental problems to, like, the way it's laid out, I think.
Well, and it's, like, mostly point and click. So, like, there's trying to have this complexity without any...
I feel like this game could have benefited from, hotkeys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm in a situation where I need my gunner to go get ammo, if I hit, like, say, space to zoom in on my bomber crew, and then I hit 1 to go to the tail gunner, and then I hit R, and he goes and reloads, instead mm-hmm. of me having to, like, click 4 fucking things. Remember Beholder?
Well, their positions are numbered.
Oh, okay, I didn't realize that. So maybe that was just on me, but
sure.
I needed to learn that.
The way I was running ammo was my engineer who did the gas mix.
Mm.
He just got up and handed people ammo.
Yeah, yeah. The engineer is usually the swing character.
Yeah.
Although once you get that run lean option on him, it's hard to justify.
Hard to peel him away from his console.
Yeah, you can have him run the gasoline light, and like it like triples your fuel flight
time. Really good.
And yeah. the like speed hits very low.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
if it wasn't obvious, people died frequently under my care.
Yeah.
That's...
The thing that game does really well is when you land and your plane is a giant piece of Swiss cheese. Like, the visual for that is crazy.
Yeah, the way they like, I don't know if I want to call it, like, the Swiss cheese tech.
Right?
In, like, finger quotes. But, like the way the game, like, procedurally rips holes out of
right,
the plane.
Right.
Naughty Dog's going to steal that nice. Tech and add it to
the Last of Us 2.
Yeah.
The Swiss cheese tech. Swiss cheese tech. Monsters.
I had a mission where my plane got fucked up. And we made it all the way back to the runway. And we're doing the landing. And literally on the touchdown, my plane fell apart on the runway and everyone died.
Oh, wow.
I have a clip
like
of it.
That was enough damage that...
Yeah.
And then you just NVIDIA, ding,
yeah.
Give me my clip.
So I have a whole clip of it. We can put it in the show notes or something. And it was just like, fuck this. This is definitely a game where, like, I would sit down and play it for, like, 25 minutes and then close it and, like, be, like, mad at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was the game that made me very frustrated every time I played it.
Yeah. And felt like exhausted every time I played it, too.
Which, you know, maybe that's the point. Whatever, we don't know. Do we know anything about the persons who made this game?
Not off the top of my head currently.
Alright, cool.
I think it's a pretty small team, though.
Sounds good. Does anyone have anything else to say about this game?
I don't know.
I don't have anything else to say about
it. Don't buy it unless you're, like, a big World War II buff. And then, like, I don't know, even then, probably not. It's, like, a part of World War II you don't see represented in games much, so it's got that going for it.
Yeah, I guess.
It
did give me the sense of the mortality rate. People died frequently.
Yeah. And then painted their airplanes like pumpkins.
That was cool. I like that.
I had a bomber crew that was all women once.
Think that's a thing.
I don't think that was a thing in World War II, but, like, whatever. Are we giving this game any fake awards?
Well, we'll get to that.
Oh.
Or do we want to do that now? I don't really have an issue.
I think this is a good time to do it.
Okay. How many Todd Howards? How many cynical fucking Todd Howards? How many Todd Howard aesthetics?
I don't know. This game's not very cynical.
It's less cynical than it should be.
Yeah.
That's kind of the whole core.
The game's such
here.
A weird niche thing. You know, it's not like a big broad market appeal thing. So.
Sure.
No Todd Howards.
No Todd Howards. Todd Howard, go away.
Should the Todd Howard Award maybe not be on a scale, but you just either get a Todd Howard or you don't?
I feel like it should be on a scale.
Yeah. It is two people. I already looked them up. Okay. I just needed to jog my memory.
So we've definitely, like, in my mind, legitimately given games numbers between that aren't five before on Todd Howard. And I feel like it's useful.
Okay.
Given that it's a two-man game team, mm-hmm. I think that it's impressive the game they made, because one guy does code and one guy does art.
Okay.
Like, that's neat, but I still want to give it two Todd Howards.
They should get one guy.
Two?
Two.
Why?
Because it overpromised with its promo material.
Yeah, but that's really more of a Peter Molyneux thing. Not really.
I think that's just I don't think that's a Peter Molyneux thing. I think that's just a good trailer.
Okay.
Like.
Yeah, I think that's true. That's a good trailer.
I don't think there's anything in the trailer that's not in the game.
It's fair.
The trailer, this was like the, what was that Warships game with the really good trailer that turned out to
ship
be terrible?
Yourself.
Yeah, you're going to ship yourself.
Yeah, Leviathan Warships.
Yeah, Leviathan Warships. That was a really good trailer.
Yeah, it was a funny trailer. Yeah. All right. All right, what's up next? Who's the next?
Brandon Chung?
Pretty blocky.
And they go like bong 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 when they talk.
They do that.
And they got old blocky heads.
Yeah.
And they're old blocky people.
Is that two or three territory?
That's two, right?
Well,
or is it three?
I would say it's two in your guys' games, and it's three in mine because my plane said Death Knocks on it.
You added it. It gave you the opportunity to make Brandon Chung references.
So two Todd Howards, three Brandon Chungs. How many Nina Freemans? I'm going zero.
Zero.
Yeah.
On that one.
Nina Freeman Award is kind of like the Todd Howard Award, where many games get zeros in it.
Many games get zeros. Many games get zeros of a lot of these awards.
Yeah.
Right? Because they're particular.
They're very specific.
They're particular aesthetics.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, so you can't be doing so many of those at once. Simon Vicklund.
Zero Simon
yeah.
Vicklund.
Yeah. There's no
single thing I can point to.
Yeah. Not some Vicklund in there.
I mean, besides the fact that there's a lot of death in this game. But it's not Simon it's Nicholas not fault? Rad it's not rad death. You yeah. know? Yeah.
Unless you put people on the wing and dump them, that's yeah. kind of rad.
Yeah, that was pretty ridiculous.
But that's not, like...
That's not glorious.
It's also not, like, intended game function. Okay,
so let me... To quote the Door Kickers episode that I edited recently.
Okay.
What was it? Zone Clear, whatever they say?
Tango down.
Tango down. Thank you.
Proper inflection.
Yeah, that was the exact inflection I was hoping for, too. That's what we're looking for.
Okay.
Right? And yeah. that was not present yeah. in this video game.
Okay.
And then, so we got J.E. Sawyer, I would say zero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeff Bezos.
None.
No,
Tarn
no
Adams. There's, I mean, there's some indie-ness to this, but I guess yeah, that's already...
I'll give it a one. Like, a low one.
Yeah.
A soft one.
A yeah. one minus.
We do yeah. we're hards and softs, alright. Jake Solomon.
There's some Jake Solomon
yeah.
up in this
yeah,
game.
Yeah, there's some Jake I'll Solomon like up in this game. In yeah. Yeah, yeah. yeah. alright. Then Keenan...
I think there's less opportunity to get attached to your characters in this game than others.
Yeah.
Yeah, but again, it's like sort of a nebulous aesthetic, but alright. Keenan, this is your moment. This is your time to shine. You're, okay. you're a superstar.
Alright.
Talk about wrestling.
Oh, okay. So, we asked ourselves if there was any dumb wrestling things this week, and I said to myself, WrestleMania happened! Of course there's something dumb that
and
happened!
And I told Keenan that can't be true.
That can't be true!
Because WrestleMania is the biggest wrestling event of the year.
And
that's when they bring
so
their
A-game.
Serious.
Yeah.
Bring their fucking A-game.
It's like the Oscars and the Grammys rolled into one.
So...
Rolled in a carpet of flying.
We've mentioned both of the people in the dumbest wrestling moment. We have mentioned Brock Lesnar, Human Tank.
Is that the Clash of Clans looking fucker?
Yes! Absolutely! Brock Lesnar is a character from Clash of Clans. Holy shit, that's incredible.
Did you hear that somewhere? Dumb... Did you come up with that?
I don't know.
He even has a dumb sword tattooed on his chest. It's perfect.
Oh, and that's amazing.
Yeah, that's really good. So Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns were the main event of WrestleMania for the second time in 5 years. This is really dumb. Not to
Why
mention...
Why is that really dumb?
Because no one likes either of these
They're repeating
people.
Themselves. Like, they should... It's...
Okay.
When I was a kid and wrestling was fucking lit, as the kids say...
Sure.
There wasn't repeating themselves in this way. So they set up this match where Roman Reigns is like, I'm a full-timer. I'm an everyman pro wrestler, which is hilarious.
What does everyman pro wrestler mean?
He's like the guy who's there all day, every day, all week. Okay. And Brock Lesnar's just a part-timer with special privileges. Y'all should like me, because I'm talking shit about him. And, like, it was kind of compelling. And then the match was really dumb, and they just hit each other with really big moves the whole time. And then Brock Lesnar takes his MMA gloves off, and elbows Roman Reigns' head open, and he's bleeding everywhere. And Roman Reigns does, like, the cool guy, I'm bleeding, I'm screaming at you, like, gets super fired up, like he's gonna kick his ass and win. And then loses the match, and none of it made any fucking sense, like, in any kind of
So boil that down to, like, one sentence. What was the dumbest thing that happened?
The dumbest thing that happened is that WrestleMania 35's main event was WrestleMania 31's main event with a worse ending.
Okay. Here we go.
Sure.
Sweet. Awesome. Thanks, Keenan. Thanks for that. Yeah. Do we have... I already mentioned that. Oh, we can talk about Sam Fisher.
Yeah.
So Keenan told me a dumb thing earlier.
So Ubisoft.
What's this dumb thing?
Ubisoft is putting out a teaser video the other day, and they're like, hey. So they did a video where it's Sam Fisher's handler lady talking, right? Like, they just did some audio.
Is that Diana from the agency?
No, it's Anna Grimm's daughter, who's exactly the same person.
But not British?
But not. She's got red hair and might be Irish. Anyway, so. They did this whole, like, audio tease at the end of one of their press conferences about how Sam Fisher needs to brush up on his Spanish because we're sending him to Bolivia to hang out with the ghosts in the Dumb Ghost Recon game. But apparently it's just a timed... Oh, and they got Michael Ironside to be Sam Fisher's voice again, which was, like, kind of a big deal because we thought that was done.
We were recording a bunch of...
And so they recorded a ton of VO of Michael Ironside being Sam Fisher in Bolivia with the ghosts. for what it sounds like is a 3-day timed event in Ghost Recon Wildlands.
Which, honestly, I forgot that game existed.
Yeah, but it's another one of those weird Ubi games where it's doing really well because people like it.
By the way, I think this event's over tomorrow.
Yeah, like, it's... yeah, it's, like, really short.
So by the time you hear this podcast, this event's going to be, like, fucking dead and buried.
It's, like, gone already. I don't understand, man. Ubi's been doing a lot of weird timed events and making crossover shit makes even less sense. Is Sam Fisher going to show up in The Division to try and revive their other dead property?
I
don't think that game's dead.
Oh, God. Why not?
Because they've been putting updates on it. They've been putting polish on that game and putting out DLC and changing the game. And they are probably going to release a sequel at some point.
Games as a service.
Yeah.
Okay. Gas.
All right. Pass gas, ass gas. So... Owen, a while ago, we had a conversation, and we can totally edit this out if you don't want to talk about it, but it was, you had said something about games as an event, rather than...
Games as an event.
Right, you were saying, like the entire game would be, like, a limited time thing.
Oh, God,
You were talking about how, in WoW, your favorite times were the events that will never come again.
Yeah.
Right, when everybody was on and everyone was super excited.
Well, and also, like, those events always, like, broke all the rules of the game world.
Yeah. Did you have anything else to say about that?
Not really. I remember we rode in the car and, like, went to Dick's once, and I had this, like, idea, this long, drawn-out idea for a game, and I don't remember most of it. It was, like, a massively online game, but, like, the actual gameplay mechanisms in it were very, very... simple and lightweight.
Yeah.
And so that you could release, like, curated content on the reg of, like, big server-wide events that would never come again.
Sure.
But
the game is about the experiences rather than about the game loop.
Yeah, it was basically like, what if you took the undead invasion event that happened in WoW before Wrath of the Lich King?
Which was so rad.
Yeah, it was super cool.
Yeah, I remember you guys had a lot of fun with that.
But then, like... obviously, that event took, like, an unimaginable amount of work on Blizzard's
behalf. Right, there's a lot of development time to execute. Break the world the way they did for that to work.
Yeah, and I'm sure, like, on their end, like, shit was on fire all the time, and they're constantly, you know, like, carrying around proverbial buckets of water to put out problems. Because it's, like, all these weird, untested game systems that have never been implemented before. So anyway, it would be that type of event on the reg, but, like, the game itself is stripped down and so simple it wouldn't be such a impossible undertaking.
Every time the new event came out, it would be, like, WarioWare style, completely different than the last one?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's kind of what it seems like they want to do with Wildlands, because before this, they made a DLC where your squad fights the Predator. Like,
yeah.
Straight up, like, the movie Predator.
That's awesome, actually.
Yeah, like, that's really cool, and I'm kind of bummed I missed it, because it sounds like it's only happening that one time.
Right.
And then, like, one of the dumb things you could do is get, like, weird Predator gear as drops.
Yeah, I mean, like, that would always be the type of thing where your players need to come out of it with some sort of badge.
Right.
Like, some sort of cosmetic or badge, where they can be like, I was there, right?
Sure.
I was there for the dumb event, and all I got was a stupid costume.
So, like, Rainbow Six recently did that with their whole zombie mode, right? Like, it seems like Ubi is trying to do that with their games, but maybe not at the scale we're talking about with your idea.
Yeah, it was, like, Owen was talking about something that's designed top-down to do this.
Right, so, like, every 2 weeks something comes up.
Yeah, the game would be a framework to implement these types of things.
Mm-hmm. It's an interesting idea of looking at, like, because the larger, like, massive game isn't really a thing people are willing to put money into. Like, I think that concept is really interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought it was neat, and I remembered it the other day, and I thought I'd bring it up on the podcast, because this is where we talk about video games.
Yeah.
So, speaking of video games, where can they find us?
If you want to send us comments, corrections, game codes, screeds, and dick pics.
I told them not to do that.
Send them to badplaystyle@gmail.com.
I think Owen needs some dick pics.
This is the second time he's asked.
If you want to make Matt look at them.
That's what they want.
This week's dick and video game talk.
If you wanna somehow interact with our Twitter, you can hit us up at @badplaystyle.
Yep.
And we don't have a Reddit, and we never did.
That's very true.
Yeah.
That's very true. Hey, so we had briefly discussed it, but are we handing out a chicken hat this week?
I think that's a good question, because I was going to bring that up myself.
Okay.
As someone who...
You definitely don't get it.
No, no,
whatever
no.
happens.
None of us played this game to conclusion.
Yeah.
Right.
However, in the past, when we've had the situation, we have handed out a chicken hat to the person who played it the least. Yeah. I was that person
okay.
when we played Flashback.
Yep.
Okay.
Because that game was...
Bad.
Hard.
Jank.
To swallow.
Down. Yeah. So, Keenan, what do you want to do?
I can take the chicken hat, since I know I played it the least.
Oh. Okay, zero fight from Mr.
Yeah.
Mr.
I know I played right. it the yeah. least.
We also should probably bring up that we need to restructure the chicken hat punishment, whatever that's going to be.
Yeah, we're going back to the drawing board on
it. We've preliminarily talked about it, but the video we made was, as Owen put it, that video was boring.
Yeah,
it wasn't as fun as we expected.
It was mostly just like so. And this was a fear that I had for the whole thing was that it was just Keenan being mad the entire time, which is kind of what happened.
Yeah, but also like
it wasn't that interesting in the first.
Yeah, also right? like the zaniness yeah. it inserted wasn't interesting at all.
Yeah,
so
it wasn't as wacky as we thought it would be.
Yeah,
so we need to do something else, and
we floated a few ideas, but I don't think we're sold on anything.
Hey, listeners. If you have a great idea for who the chicken hat holder, what they should be doing, just email it to us.
I mean, what humiliating thing would you enjoy seeing them do, right? Like let us know, because we obviously have no fucking idea, so, like, let us know, right? And that's your reward. Actually, listener, I gotta say, so I can see the metrics. I know what happens. If you actually made it to the end of this podcast, like, fucking congratulations. This is your reward. You get to email Owen and tell him what we do to Keenan instead of that stupid shit I'm gonna say we didn't do.
And I'll send you a random Steam code.
I mean, like...
We can absolutely do that.
Yeah.
We have a lot of Steam codes.
And hopefully you don't already own that game.
Yeah, but do you want Left 4 Dead 2? We can give you Left 4 Dead 2. But I don't have anything else to say. Does anyone else have anything else to say? I think we've done the damn thing.
Later, taters.
Later.
Later!
Oh shit, where's that button, bitch?
Because she had to make it in like 46 separate orders.
Hold on.
Damn.
Hey, Owen.
What up?
What game are we playing next week?
We're going to play Tacoma.
Fuck yeah! I'm really excited about that. Hey, Owen, what's Tacoma?
Tacoma
is
Gone Home in Space.
I thought it was a city that smelled like paper.
Oh.
Yeah. The worst town.
It's a city that smells like ass. Fuck Tacoma.
Yeah, you hear that, Tacoma, Washington?
Yeah.
Suck.
Yeah,
2-5, no!
Tacoma, the video game, is way better than Tacoma, the city.
Thank you, Fulbright. Is made by my good friend Benjamin Busey. You can find his SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/basicbenji206.